This is WSKG News. A hostile crowd in Ithaca lambasted Finger Lakes Congressman Tom Reed over the weekend. People were angry over Reed's support for legislation to replace the Affordable Care Act. The Republican said his party's proposal was just the first step in a long process to reform the country's health care system. Payne Horning reports.
Representative Reed calmly tried to defend the Republican health care bill, batting back criticism from constituents who fear the loss of the Affordable Care Act could have dire consequences for their health care coverage. Cortland Assemblywoman Barbara Lifton said the effects could be even worse for residents of states like New York that expanded Medicaid.
People don't have health insurance. They delay care. They go to the emergency room, which is terrible health care, and they die. They die at the rate of 25 to 30,000 people a year without health insurance. How can you possibly say that this is an acceptable compromise that you're voting for? It is not.
Reed, who helped pass the replacement bill out of committee last week, said the GOP's plan will resolve the issues facing the healthcare industry, primarily by rolling back government control. That was not well received by the crowd that was advocating for the opposite approach.
I do not support a single-payer healthcare system.
Reed promised to take the input he received during the town hall into consideration as Congress moves forward. But one of the few vocal supporters of the Republican plan at the event, Thomas Taylor, offered a sobering reminder to those in attendance that a new administration is in control of Washington, D.C.
That there was an election, that you were elected on the basis of agenda and promises, and I hope you remember that you do not lose elections by keeping your promises, you lose elections by breaking your promises.
In Ithaca, I'm Peyton Horning for WSKG.